It's a scenario Republicans have seen over and over again in New York state races. Their candidate does quite well in upstate New York, but falters because he or she cannot overcome the overwhelming support for Democrats in New York City. A Quinnipiac University poll released this week shows Democrat Hillary Clinton leading Republican Donald Trump in New York by 12 points. However, Trump leads Clinton upstate.
Let's face it, New York, 2-1 Democrat. Donald Trump, like Rob Astorino against Governor Cuomo, is going to win upstate New York with 60%+ of the vote. Donald Trump, men and women in uniform, fire, police, military, they're voting overwhelmingly for Mr. Trump.
Congressman Chris Collins, who helped nominate Trump for president in Cleveland last night, believes Trump will take Staten Island, but acknowledged the strong support for Democrats in the Big Apple's other boroughs. Collins says voters in the city usually support Democrats by an 85-15 margin or close to that. He suggests if Trump can get that to 70-30, Trump can take New York. But will the Republican nominee enjoy an uptick in points at the conclusion of the convention? This is what Quinnipiac Assistant Poll Director Maurice Carroll told WBFO while discussing their latest findings.
A candidate moves up a little bit. Sometimes it stays. Usually it doesn't. But this year, all bets are off because it's a crazy election. The Quinnipiac numbers show it now, 47-35, a comfortable Clinton lead. Could that change? Yeah, it could.
There's also the risk that Hillary Clinton instead gets the uptick as the Democrats host their national convention next week. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.